It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
All right, Clint Sassy here at spring camp. Clint, you're back on Elliott Field, a little bit new Elliott Field compared to the one you played on turf over grass. Some changes since you last played here. What you're coming on as a coaching staff, so tell us a little bit about what it feels like to be back here on the field.
Yeah, super excited. You know, I have a lot of love for this place. This place has kind of made me into the man, made me into the coach I am today. You know, it's great to be back with these coaches, these players, and in this program, you know. New facilities and everything is trending in the right direction to be great here. So, you know, really excited to be back and be a part of it.
You were really getting into it today. This is, what, your second practice with the team, third?
This was actually my first practice with the team. Yeah.
How was day one for you?
It was awesome. It was awesome. It was good to be back and just good to be on the field coaching. You know, I might not have a voice by the end of the night, but that's all right. You know, it's good to see these guys. And, you know, we got a bunch of great kids and hard workers and kids that want to learn. So that makes coming to work fun every day. So.
And you're going to be coaching special teams coordinator, right?
Mm-hmm.
So under kind of what Chadron State's done for several years, that pedigree of being such a great special teams unit and under Coach Jersey, mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to do with special teams and how that plays in.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everything I've learned with special teams, I've learned from Coach Jersey. You know, I think he's done just such a fantastic job of establishing the culture, you know, a great special teams culture here. You know, everything I've learned has been from Jersey. We'll have a few tweaks here and there, you know, but like I said, he's done such a great job with the culture that it's going to make the transition so easy for me. You know, so scheme-wise, we'll be around the same. But culture, we just got to keep that ramping up all the time, you know, and this is not the mayor's kid playing on special teams or anything. The best players play, and that's the way it's been here, and that's the way it's going to stay. So we got to keep ramping up the culture every day.
No, you said today was your first practice, but have you had a chance to look up and down the roster, that depth on special teams, kind of see who you've got, and then after watching one day of practice so far in special teams, what do you make of the unit so far?
Yeah, you know, I've got to watch a lot of practice the past couple days, see some of the guys, and Chadron State's always have good special teams guys, and I think it's because we do take a lot of pride in it as a coaching staff, and that reflects on the players, and they understand, you know, to get on the bus in other positions, they got to make it on special teams first, you know. So it's that culture and it's that recruiting that type of kid that, you know, we're going to have, he's going to be great on special teams. You know, so really excited about it. You know, we got a lot of guys that can run. It's a lot of really quick guys. We got a lot of physical guys that want to get down there and block and tackle and do all the special skills we need for special teams. So
we've got more from inside CSC Athletics coming up. You're listening to the Chadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Back with more of today's CSC Sports Journal, here's Eagles Sports Insider Dave Collins.
Coach, when I came here 4 or 5 years ago, you were a GA with the team. And so in that time period, you've had a few different stops on your coaching journey. Where have you been since then? Kind of tell us sort of your path coming back to Chadron State since then.
Sure. You know, GA'd my first 2 years at Chadron State, learned, you know, everything that propelled me into, again, the coach I am today and helped me out, you know, down the road. So from here, I went to Kingman, Arizona. I was the defense coordinator for my first year. And then I was a head coach for the next 2 years in high school football. And that, you know, I learned a lot from that experience and kind of have to know every position. You have to do a little bit, well, everything pretty much, you know, and that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was a defense coordinator for 1 year. Then I was a head coach and defense coordinator for 2 years at a 4A school in Arizona. I know my end game is college football. You know, I wanted to get back into the profession. I took a job at Montana Tech, and then I was a full-time defensive line coach there. So I was there for about 2 months, and then, you know, this job came open, and it was one, I don't care what any job I have in the world, I'm probably not going to pass this up, you know. So it was just good timing, and a perfect opportunity, and I wouldn't pass it up for the world. So
you did the high school thing for a few years. You said you really wanted to get back to the college game. What is it about college football, and specifically D2 or the RMAC or whatever it is, that really drives you to want to be a college football coach?
Yeah, and it's just it's the profession overall. You know, the lifestyle. You know, everything you do is about football in some way, shape, or form. You know, we're teaching these kids to be men. You know, we hold them to a very high standard. And especially, you know, coming back to the RMAC, coming back to Shadron State, and being a part of something that is trending upward at a very fast pace right now, was really exciting for me.
Join us again next Wednesday night for the Shadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country, presented by Farmers State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Hear tonight's show on EaglePlay.com and subscribe for your free weekly download of the show and extended podcast on iTunes.